Hi, I'm Monica Sancio, energizing you to be fit, healthy, happy, and free. Yes, in this video, I want to give you three recommendations that work for me and my students in having discipline to work out from home. It's not easy, I know, but there are three things you can do. So by the end of this video, you'll have the top three things that I consider most important, vital, indispensable for you to start practicing right now. And yes, if you want my help, I will tell you how to apply in the link below. So yes, you can DM me, and I'm so proud of being able to help professional men currently working from home to look and feel fit and healthy. Yes, all with, of course, the disciplines of exercise, movement, nutrition, holistic and plant-based, of course, and attitude. Okay, number one, guess what? Rely on yourself. As Marcus Aurelius said so many years ago, about 2,000 years ago, you must seriously not depend on other people, not on their approval, not on them doing things for you. Just do it yourself. Be as independent as possible. You can do it, because yes, I have many other recommendations that include other people, and it's great. Just like I have a coach, I want you to have a coach. But still, I want you to be able to self-coach, to be able to do your own work while we're not working together. You know what I mean? So even though I have my coaches, I don't depend on them. I have my sessions, and the rest of the time I'm practicing what we consider to be most important priority, and it's like, precisely by making yourself a priority, you become more disciplined, because then you know that you can actually depend on the one and only person that you have any control over. You control your thoughts, therefore you control your actions. Yes, because you know your actions are basically produced by the feelings that you have. It's like, I feel excited, so my action is to make this video. Excuse me, I gotta move this out of the way. I was having a little challenge here with the microphone, but I finally solved it, and now I can actually move and not interrupt the mic. Is the mic there? Yeah, I hope you can hear me well. Okay, I might touch it here a bit, excuse me. Okay, so there's always challenges, and if you like an exciting life, talk about excitement that moves you into action, it's great, because that's like my value. One of my most important values is to be determined, and that comes from also from the excitement and the desire and all that. But you know, you have to have those feelings, and you can generate that feeling of excitement in your own head. Basically, it's like, I love what I do, therefore I'm excited about what I do. And I'm even excited to know that I have the power to do what I said I would do. So that integrity that I used to have with everybody else except me, well, now I'm having it with myself as well, because I promised myself that I would make 4 videos today, and I will do it. And I know I will. Why? Because I planned it on time. I did what I had to do when it came to the technicalities of it, you know? And basically, I have no excuse not to do it, because it only depends on me. So even if somebody does something or says something, whatever anybody thinks of you is none of your business, okay? That's also very important, because sometimes people, most of the time I would say, unfortunately, we have let other people dictate what we should or should not do, what is right, what is not right. And I believe in doing the right thing. That's why I talk so much about integrity. Integrity is doing the right thing at the right time with the right people in the right situation in the right place. Are you okay, baby? My Valentino is, he's okay. Great. You see, sometimes we have distractions, but do not distract yourself from who you truly are, from what you really want to accomplish. So if you want to exercise, hey, I got some new, you see, my friend gave me so many things. I was like, thank you, Rosie. She gave me this beautiful pink band, and I would call these tubes, okay? This is an example. I depend on myself. Even though she gave it to me, that was an unexpected gift. I depend on what I already have. And if I didn't have this, I'd still be able to train. But you know, she gave me this, and then I'm gonna buy more from her, because I like to be self-reliant and not have to go to a gym or have somebody necessarily bring me the equipment. I want to have my own equipment at home. This is one of the many examples. So my question is, and you can leave the answer in the comments, are you supporting yourself? Are you having your own back? That could work for all aspects of your life, relationships included, prosperity, finances, yes, health, love, of course. But seriously, I mean, are you supporting yourself? Are we supportive to ourselves? And I have something really important at the end of this video that I want to tell you, because I believe it's like, for me, it's like the breakthrough. It's like that advice in itself makes a whole difference, even if you just hear it for the first time right now. And maybe you've heard it in different ways. Hey, you've got to love yourself, and all that is great. But actually have your back and be independent and rely on yourself means have whatever you need to train. I'm kind of showing off my bands. I'm just so excited to use them, but maybe for another video. You see, I got a new red one. Da-da-da-da. So I can't rely on a gym because I already have a way to train with my own body, with my own body weight, and I've got, imagine, all this plus more, as you have seen in other videos where I kind of show off what I have and I play with it because I like diversity. I like, yes, not only inclusion and diversity of people because I love everybody, to tell you the truth, but also that I like variety in my training and the training of my students, okay? So rely on yourself means many things. I don't know what you interpret as that. Maybe you could leave that in the comments as well. But as Marcus said, that was a year between like 160 and 180 until he died. He was like the best, or one of the best emperors. He was a good emperor of Rome. And I don't know him, but I love his teachings. And he is a devout student of Stoicism, okay? Being Stoic means rely on yourself. Do not play victim, which is one of the things that I could tell you about in other videos. But it's like, do not think that you are at the mercy of other people at all. You're not a person that can't train by yourself. You can train by yourself, even if you're just starting out. Yes, there's many resources. There's books, there's audios, there's videos like the ones I make, there's tutorials, there's coaching like the one I offer you. But for the most part, you can learn and then do it yourself, okay? And that's priceless. So even if you do get help, because I believe in that as a recommendation in another video that I'm gonna talk to you about, it's like, that doesn't mean that you don't love other people, that doesn't mean that you don't hire a trainer, which I basically do recommend. But ultimately, when you don't have anybody, don't say to me as an excuse, oh, I didn't walk because my spouse didn't want to come, or I didn't go to the gym because my buddy didn't pick me up. It's like, you gotta rely on yourself. It's like, yeah, maybe you don't have a bike right now, but you're gonna go bike riding, and maybe you'll buy one eventually. But what I mean is that most of the time we don't need somebody to lend us the bike or lend us the skates or whatever, or the skateboard. It's like most of the time we can do whatever we can, even with water bottles, which is another video that I made for you guys, okay? So definitely rely on what you already have and what you can do yourself. You've seen me teach you many, many different modalities, including yoga. It's like, what do you need to do a yoga pose like this, a tree pose? You only need yourself. Which is a nice pause that I'm gonna make until I give you the number two recommendation in this video. I love being in a tree, Varkasana pose, because yes, it's about being self-reliant. And it's, I consider, symbolic of this number one tip that I just gave you, because it's like, to me, it's like, I depend on myself. I am stable myself. Everything okay here with the mic? Jesus, so sorry if there was a glitch there. I'm learning, okay, bear with me. But you see, I rely on myself, because even though I have great friends and awesome technicians that used to work with me on TV, you know, they did an awesome job when it came to lighting and audio, and they did all this. But right now, I have to rely on myself. Okay, so even if I fall, I can pick myself up, you know? And I can do my own videos right now for whatever time I want to, and I wouldn't say have to, but it's like I get to make my own videos. I don't rely on other people to make them for me, even though that would be like a nice to have, you know what I mean? So yeah, definitely you're gonna be more stable, more centered, and you're gonna feel so good about yourself. It's like you're gonna be grounded and, you know, have that self-confidence that only comes from being that self-reliant person. I could go on and on about this topic just in this video, but I've gotta go to number two. Guess what? Delay your gratification, my friend. I am hungry right now. Well, not very hungry, but a little bit hungry. And I do have an appetite, and I do want to eat plátanos and bananas, which I love, and some goodies that I have in the fridge. But guess what? I decided to delay my gratification because I want to have the discipline to work out, in this case, to make my video, and it works the same to work out. It's like, yes, you may be hungry, and I'm not saying you're going to have to train hard if you're hungry. That's very controversial, and as a biologist, and I give you the real thing. It's like you don't need to eat breakfast as soon as you get up. That's not true, okay? That's one of the things that we notice when it comes to truth coming out, is that if we actually do our own research, we'll find out that maybe many things that we believed, even as a coach in nutrition and lifestyle, I was given some of the advice that I was given in order to share with you guys is not necessarily true. And so you really have to dig deeper. And yeah, I mean, it's like if I'm doing intermittent fasting and I decided to do 20 hours instead of 16 hours today, why not? I can do it. I have the strength. I feel good right now. I have no dizziness. I have no lack of energy, nothing. Everything's fine. My blood sugar's perfect. I feel amazing. I don't need to go to any doctor. You know, it's like I'm not only self-reliant, but I'm delaying the gratification of food. Okay? Just like you delay the gratification of sleeping, you can delay the gratification of resting. We can delay something that is super, super hard. Let me tell you, last night I had coaching precisely on this because I was supposed to make these videos yesterday and I didn't. And I was like, why? If I'm pretty disciplined. Yes, I am quite disciplined, but guess what? We all have something that I'm going to talk to you about. Is how I'm always going to tell you that because everything is correlated, of course. It's all holistic, yes, mind, body, and also, I mean, one recommendation has to do with the other, okay? But the point here is that we can delay that urge that we have, in my case, to go on social media, to talk to people that I like, and that it's, you know, it's like part of my business as well, because, you know, I DM you, you DM me, usually you start most of the time. I'm not into DMing strangers, but, you know, in case I DM you, hey, how are you, whatever, or here, you can apply to my coaching. I haven't done that yet, you know, you see, but anyway, I was just posting some stories. I do a lot of stories on Instagram, at least when I'm recording this, and I just wanted to post even more stories, and I had an idea, why don't I make a carousel, you know, a carousel on Instagram, okay? And I did that, and it was exciting, and it was fun, and it was good, and it was possibly a dopamine hit. You know, just like if I tell you the truth, I feel like having a chocolate bar right now, you know, a dark chocolate because I'm vegan, I'm all plant-powered. Yes, I would love to have chocolate right now. If you gave me some chocolate, I'm like, oh, I would drool over the chocolate. But that would be immediate gratification if I was just like lazy, oh, whatever, oh, let me check social media, oh, you know. That would be my default because actually I could be tired. I could feel more comfortable just, you know, being on my computer doing research and that's great. But that's not what I decided to do. I had decided that I would make these videos, so I'm delaying the gratification of food, chocolate, resting. That can all wait. See, so I'm going to work as hard as I can today and then I'll rest. And then I'll have at least 8 hours and a half of sleep because I do believe in sleep. And that's one of the things that I want to tell you about in future videos because I believe that most people do not get enough sleep. Therefore, they eat too much junk. Most of you guys, and I do too. So we all eat junk and we all overeat and we all cave into our urges, okay? Because we gotta allow the urges, okay? We don't have to act on them, okay? So what we do when we haven't slept is something that happens. It's like we lose our discipline. We lose that self-control that Marcus Aurelius talks about. And I do believe in being stoic that way. And I was thinking, oh my God, it's like I feel like exercising. And do I have to delay that gratification of exercising? Sometimes I do because actually I love movement, as you know. And it's like, for me, it's almost like a prize. You know, some people think it's punishment. I think the opposite. I'm like, yes, let's go. It all depends what exercise we're talking about or what movements. But for the most part, let's say I feel like doing this and I'm going to do it as I talk to you because number three just brings it home. It's like, yes, of course. We're not just going to be delaying gratification. And I could delay this gratification, but at the same time, like, I even thought about it right now as I'm talking to you. I'm like, so what if I do some bicep curls? Why not? That sometimes helps me focus as well. Because, you know, what we do with our body, we do with our mind. And it's just amazing what we can do when we get into action, okay? One action leads to another. And I do believe that having the discipline of exercise is gonna help you have the discipline of not smoking, of drinking less or none at all. And yeah, I had a little beer the other get together, but for the most part, I don't drink. And it's like you want more water, more lemon water, more delicious things, and you want to train more. And maybe if you're a man, maybe you're looking at this pink and like, oh, that pink is for girls. Not necessarily, but this is what I have right here, and I kind of wanted to make my point is that, okay, so how do I have discipline? By delaying gratification, precisely. The immediate gratification is for you to go eat, for you to open the fridge and get something sweet and that will satisfy that hunger, in quotes, or that appetite. But actually, what we have to do is what we said we were gonna do. So if I said, I'm making this video, this is what I'm doing, you know? So it's like, it feels so good, you know, because when you come back and when you actually do what you said you would do, in this case, my video, I'm like, oh, this food tastes so good, so much better. The food when you have done, in my case, the fasting or just, you know, not eating before making this video, even though I could. But delaying gratification as an entrepreneur is necessary because you won't immediately have a monthly pay. You won't have a constant pay necessarily. You may be months without income and all of a sudden, oh my God, income starts coming in month after month and the money's coming. You're like, thank you, God. Thank universe, but you had to go through some delayed gratification. Sometimes clients have taken 3 months to pay or more. So it's like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? But you can do it. And that's something interesting because the professional men that I'm training are also doing this transition from corporate to working on their own. And it's not easy. And there's many ways to do it without sacrificing your lifestyle. Just keeping it. That reminds me of Kara Gacy, who's a really great coach. I don't like to steal anybody's phrases, so I just thought of her and I'm telling you that. And the thing is that I believe in being the best version of yourself, and in order to do that, you really have to delay all the laziness, all the junk food, and all the things that are not serving you. And sometimes you have to even delay talking to some people that you may like and you may love, but maybe are not very disciplined, and maybe are not the best companions for the quest in you getting a fitter body. Look at this, how I do it. See, I can't live without doing some kind of exercise, and that's like a fly. So, last but not least, and here's where it's at, I consider this is like the best thing you can do. Excuse me, am I stepping on it? Uh-oh, did I? Yeah, something with a cable. You see, if I were doing TV, they'd be like, no! And maybe we'd have to cancel the whole recording. Hopefully, this video is still going on great. Okay, I got this, and I won't move too much. But yeah, number three is also from Marcus Aurelius as the previous two, and it just brings it to my attention because it's like, talk to yourself. Oh, wait a minute. This is not from him. This is from my own coaching. It's like, talk to yourself in such a way that you actually encourage yourself and not put yourself down. Okay, this is interesting because, like I said, I was supposed to make certain videos even for my courses, and I ended up not making them because I started late. And I started late, why? Because I was on social media. So, this is what happens. You see, it's like your mind is like a toddler. And this is from Trisha Bolton, who coached me last night, and I like to give her credit as well. She told me, Monica, your mind is wants the lollipop. It's like, you know, that primal lower brain wants the instant gratification of that dopamine hit of social media. So That's what was happening. But I had planned and scheduled on my calendar that I had to make 4 videos. So I let the toddler, as she calls it, take over and just do whatever I wanted to do. I wanted to just go on social media. It's like, I just want to jump off the trampoline, or I just want to exercise now. Monica, it's time to do this training, and you're talking about talking to yourself. So so let's talk to ourselves in a very kind way, but in a very definitive adult manner. So instead of using that primal reptilian, although that word just reminds me of the evil powers of this world, cancel. But the thing is that we have that brain that wants to keep us safe, you know, avoid pain and seek pleasure at any rate. Okay, that is, you know, it's like, you know, a little kid, it's like little Monica. This is my version of it. It's like little Monica wants to play all the time. Yay, you know, I'm cheerful. And it's true, because that's basically me. Let me take a picture here. That's me most of the time. But guess what? There's the adult Monica. It says, Monica, I'm not going to scold you, but I'm going to be very definitive about this. I'm going to tell you that you can play later. You can go on social media in about an hour. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay? Great. So right now, we're gonna make the video, okay? And oh my God, time's up. But I'm just so excited to tell you that, because it's our prefrontal cortex that is taking over. It's like our adult ourselves is the one that must be in charge. Don't let your kid, your inner child, be in charge, because if you're like me, you just want to be playing all day and having fun all day, and it's great. But you know, whatever I have achieved in my life when it comes to academic sports, how can I turn that off? I didn't consider that. I'm gonna have to go. But anyway, more and more in future videos. And just remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do want, what you do have, and you taking care of yourself and you being at your best. Guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Yay! Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now you know it. Recap. No time for that right now, but you can go back to the video and I'll probably use chapters, okay? So talk to yourself in a kind way, but with no excuses. You're gonna make this happen, okay? Mwah, I love you so much. Till next time, and yes, DM me to apply for my coaching so that I can help you look and feel fit, healthy, happy, and free working from home, working out from home. Let's do this. Yes. Something else very important is that even though I gave you an example that applies to my work, it applies to exercise. So when you don't feel like, we're going to have to ignore that. Sorry, thank God I have the microphone. This is important, because this is how to have discipline at work and life. But just an example, when it comes to exercise, it's like you said you were going to go biking at 6 p.m. Say that, okay? But at 6 p.m., your kids or your spouse or your significant other says, hey, let's have a dinner right now, or taste this. Come and eat some chocolate cake. And I'm like, oh, that's what you want, right? But no, you had said you were going to go biking. So you're going to go with an adult, and the kid can wait. You can always wait. You can always postpone. So it all comes together. As I tell you, it's like rely on yourself and delay that gratification and talk to yourself in the best way so that you know that it's all for your best self, for your future self, as we all want to be. All right. Namaste. Love and light. Thank you so much.